You're on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order. It's the Medina Township Trustees Special Meeting for July 26th of 2021. The time now is 7:08 p.m. Can I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stopa?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Johnson is on his way or
delayed.
Reason for the special meeting was at our last regular trustee meeting, we discussed possible levies for the ballot. We went out and asked the auditor's office to certify an EMS levy, which would be a renewal of 1.5 mils with a reduction of the 0.5 mil, so it would be a true 1 mil levy. And then we also asked for a safety service renewal of 1.4 mil with an increase of 0.6 mil for a true 2 mil levy. So they sent us back the information, and prosecutor's office looked over everything and gave us the new resolutions to be able to put it on the ballot. For people to just understand, we were collecting on the EMS levy at 1.5 mil. Let me see here. We were collecting roughly 660,000. Is that rough? Or a little bit less than that.
The EMS?
Yeah.
No, like about 519.
Okay, 519,000, but we have a fund balance of 660,434. Their evaluation on a renewal with the decrease would be bringing in $348,000 for the EMS renewal. For the safety service, we were bringing in, Angel, about...
Can I stop you just one second?
Yeah.
You said it should be 348, right?
348,000.
Oh, I thought you said 440.
No, 348,000 is what the new EMS levy is with the reduction of the 0.5.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. And then the safety service, they're showing that we would be collecting $779,200 with the 1.4 renewal with the 0.6 mil increase. And I believe we were collecting, this number's right, Angel, about 384,000, about 400,000.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull that up. It's quite a bit for just, let me get my keys up here real quick.
And then just so everyone knows, this EMS levy is basically just used, it can only be used for our LST and EMS. So it's basically whatever LST submits to us for billing, their payments come out of that EMS levy. With the safety service, it's for police, fire, and EMS. So we can use it for all three of those departments. And that's the reason why we kind of looked at renewing it. It's not up until next year, but renew it early with an increase. They'll start collecting in 2023. This way kind of gives the trustees some flexibility in regards to budgeting for the future as to what they know they're gonna collect with the EMS levy and what they're gonna collect with the safety service. We have our contracts up with the police department this year, so we're in negotiations eventually with them. Like anything, prices usually go up in regards to anytime you have a negotiation in that. So we're looking kind of for the future so everybody can kind of budget a little bit better going forward.
To answer your question, yes, you were correct on that number. And the other thing we wanted to just to explain again for anyone who missed it on Thursday night was that the reason that we are even keeping the EMS levy at all
is because it's we have a 1 mil with the homestead
enrollment,
so we actually get money from the state. If it doesn't collect the full 1 mil, the state contributes to make the fund a true 1 mil collection,
which saves the taxpayers.
Correct.
So we don't want to give that up. So really, the other part, that 0.5
wasn't on the homestead.
Correct. So it's a bookkeeping issue of moving
right
that over to the safety service. We're looking at moving it up to the 0.6.
Right.
But instead of increasing the police levy, or because with the safety service, like you said, we have
because
the
flexibility.
The flexibility with fire and
Correct.
Because we know we're going to need some money there. So.
And then just to let people know, too, that weren't at our last meeting, we also discussed come just before September, so probably our last meeting in August, the trustees will decide whether or not we want to collect the full 1.5 mil on the EMS for next year, or rolling it either completely back where we won't collect at all, or we'll collect just a certain portion of it, and it'll be based on what we feel our cost is going to be next year for LST. But we have a surplus right now, so we're looking at not collecting the full amount or collecting none of it for next year.
Can I throw something in there?
Certainly.
Our illustrious media said something about Mr. Eastwood saying we're going to spend that surplus in the next couple of months, and I would like to point that if that was perceived, we aren't going to spend that kind of money in a couple of months.
No,
that's some misinformation.
We couldn't spend that.
An awful lot of EMS.
What's somebody thinking? What kind of guy do you got there?
That won't be spent, right? Unless a lot of people are going right. to be transported.
Just because we have some people in the audience, you want to open for public comment?
Sure.
Just some questions in regards to the levies that we have. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Floor is open for public comment. It'll be basically just to address any of the questions you have on the levies that we're looking to put on the ballot. Anyone? Mr. Jarrett?
Ray Jarrett, Foskett Road. Again, Mike, what was the numbers for that safety levy?
The safety service would collect $779,200.
Okay, thank you. What did we collect?
It's basically going up about 300 and...
It collected approximately $528,000 in 2020. And we've only had half of a year collection this year. They collected a little bit higher than they expected. They had expected about $519,000 in 2020. So it collected a little bit better than expected.
Thank you.
Anything else, Ray?
No.
Mr. Krupp?
Krupp, Fun Road. What is the normal annual payment to LST?
Because they're basically a month behind. That's one of the reasons why we're waiting till the last meeting in August to kind of decide what we would roll back, so we can have kind of some true numbers. I think we're gonna have to go back to 2020 to actually see what number wise, because 2021 with COVID and that, the numbers were down because not a lot of people were using the ambulance service to go. So I think we'd have to go back.
We did, yeah. We had done this before, and it goes up a little bit, but I would say it would be fair to say you'd be anywhere in, yes, the mid to not upper threes, but you could roughly say maybe 360, and you'd be safe to be right around there.
So by doing that, the cutback we're talking about, we may not cover all of it, but we have that surplus we can start working back down. So
we had some prior to, I believe Cleveland Clinic had switched services for their collections.
Okay.
Back, because this was well before my time, but I had looked back and they were collecting quite a bit higher, billing quite a bit higher. But then those numbers did start gradually falling. So we're now at a place where we are consistently, like I said, leveling out every year, but it is right around that 360 number when you take an average.
For what it's worth, I would suggest collecting the one bill, but the balance you carry over, take care of whatever's over the 300,000.
Keep from getting in that spot. I think that, exactly. Ray, you were talking about before, about finding yourself on the short end of the stick somewhere.
Yep.
Taking a while to dig yourself back out. We're trying to do that, just not overly so.
Right, and part of the reason why we were looking at rolling back to 0.5 too was our surplus is almost 660,000. And every year you have to send to the county and they want to know why you have such a big surplus, what you're going to do with the money. So eventually they would say we're going to stop collecting anyways because you have a big surplus. So that's one of the reasons why we we took a look at what we have and go from there, so.
But thank you. That's, we'll keep some funds coming.
Yeah.
Any others?
Any other questions? Anyone? No? All right, then at this time I'd like to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoba?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We are closed for public comment.
Chuck's walking in.
Yeah, it looks like Chuck. What's that? Chuck's walking in? Okay.
Does that mean you get back to the original resolution?
No, we're good. Just go with the same. Just go with what we have.
Yes. Back to the original.
Oh, really? Yeah. Are those still out there?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I have.
Okay.
Hi. How are you feeling?
Headache.
You can come sit up here. We just kind of went over what we were going to collect fund-wise and that. We haven't voted on any resolutions or anything. And then we had some public comment, a couple questions from Mr. Jarrett and Mr. Prep.
Ray Jarrett.
In regards to certain things. So, all right.
How are we at the spot?
That's called trying to hurry.
So we're on to the point now. Do you have any more things you want to add in regards to this?
No.
Any stuff?
No.
Chuck, did you have anything you had in the process of looking over with the renewals or that? No. Okay. Then at this time, I'd like to move to adopt resolution number 07-262021-055, declaring it necessary to proceed with the submission of a renewal and decrease in the Medina Township Ambulance Emergency Medical Services and Related Expenses Levy, and to place the renewal and decrease on the November 2nd, 2021 ballot and incorporate this three-page document by reference.
Second.
Any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
No,
okay. Aye. Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Oh, yeah, it has to, because of the way it
goes. We should revoke that and do it again.
Okay.
Can you revoke the motion?
Yeah, I'll revoke, revoke my motion. So, do I have to read it again then?
Do I need to second it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to.
So, can you second the revoke?
Second.
Okay.
So, I have to read this over again?
Yeah.
All right, so I move to adopt resolution number 07-262021-055, declaring it necessary to proceed with the submission of a renewal and decrease of the Medina Township Ambulance Emergency Medical Services and Related Expenses Levy, and to place the renewal and decrease on the November 2nd, 2021 ballot and incorporate this three-page document by reference.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
And for the audience, the reason we had to do this because original resolution on last Thursday's trustee meeting, when we send the copies to the Board of Elections, they all have to match what the original one was for the first resolution, what the second resolution was, and then also we have to send them the stuff that we got from the county auditors. So this way everything matches, it kind of has to be identical going forward.
So the next one is him, right?
No, it'll be you.
Me again?
Yeah.
I thought he did one, I did one.
All right. Nope. So next I'd move to adopt resolution number 07-262021-056, declaring it necessary to proceed with the submission of a renewal and increase of the Medina Township Police, Fire, and Emergency Medical Services and Related Expenses Levy, and to place the renewal and increase on the November 2nd, 2021 ballot and incorporate this three-page document by reference.
Second.
I'm just looking. So when they place on the ballot, come up as a safety service, correct? It won't say police, fire, EMS. It'll just say safety service.
Oh, safety services last time.
Yeah, that's what I thought it stated to last time.
We should probably pull that paperwork. That might be
almost.
We need to look at that then. If that's what this is for. Yeah, the prosecutor.
How do they label it on there as auditor?
No, it wasn't the, this is from the prosecutor's office.
Prosecutor increase in the medical
police fire medical
services. That was, I would say, I thought it said safety service levy.
It did say a safety service levy, because I did all the printing for it.
So if this, let's see what that said last time, because if this is correct, we can.
Real quick. So while Nick's doing that, I just have one thing. So you guys received that email from prosecutor's office today?
I did not read it.
I'll just look at it. Did you get it, Chuck?
Did you get it, Chuck?
I did not look at my email, so I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna certify this until I see what's going on.
Oh, we saw some stuff on this earlier, but
yeah,
not
but
pretty
this
specific.
Is, right, now it's a specific.
Okay.
Oh, it is, yeah.
It's a specific.
I breezed through that thing. Yep. I thought we were getting seen by somebody else.
Okay.
In a nutshell, they're just now
it's the old, yeah. I see what it
so
is.
So they're asking every township to call a special meeting.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to solely be for.
Because this is parlaying on to what we had
right,
done
correct.
months ago.
So while we're still waiting for Nick, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to hold a special meeting to be held on Thursday, July 29th, 2021 at 6 p.m. The location will be the balcony room, third floor of the Medina County Administration Building, 144 North Broadway Street, Medina. The purpose for this meeting will be to go into executive session to discuss pending litigation and possible action on the approval of a settlement participation agreement.
Second.
Discussion.
So just so everyone knows, I think we can.
That's the 29th.
That's this
Thursday.
This Thursday. And do they want us all there?
Yes, they would like, because they, well, at least two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll call a special meeting, we'll call the meeting along with all the other townships and probably the city, I would assume, too. No, it's just going to be the townships. I'm trying to think how much we can actually. I think we could talk, because it's out in the,
it's out in the public.
So we're having a special meeting with the prosecutor's office in regards to the Ohio, it's the One Ohio Plan, which is the lawsuits that the state put against the opiate crisis and the manufacturers and all that. So that's the reason for the special meeting. They're going to have all the townships in executive session to discuss the litigation and that, the pending litigation against it.
Right, so basically every state is suing the opioids, and then there's a trickle-down effect. So then it's every city, every township. So you have this really big cookie, and it just, all the crumbs start crumbling down basically to.
So it was a quick thing, but so we had to make a special motion,
right,
or special to have that special here.
And they're incorporating
so
everybody.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Are you going to be able to make it? Because I'll just send an email back to
yeah,
the prosecutors.
Unfortunately, I'm free that night.
All right. So,
and then
yep. Was free.
They asked just that we advertise.
Just advertise.
In the manner that we always advertise.
Yeah.
Things. Yep. So, no, I'll just send them back that the three of us will be in attendance.
Oh, I know what, guys. So, Micah, we had a motion already opened on the floor, though. So, with that resolution. So.
Also at the,
you jump.
Yeah, we're jumping around.
Well, we already approved the safety survey resolution. Well,
we
no,
didn't.
The EMS
we
one.
Didn't vote on that. That's
we didn't
problem.
Vote on that one.
The use of safety service. So I would.
Well, then I'll take back my motion for the safety service resolution.
No, we already did that.
No, we didn't.
No.
That's all got to do with the vote.
No, we'll take back that motion.
Second.
Aye. Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Eastwood. Good thing he's only got a choice of three, right?
All right. So then we were okay with the motion then for the special meeting. Right?
Just make it again.
All right. So I'll make a motion to announce a special or hold a special meeting on Thursday, July 29th, 2021 at 6 p.m. At the balcony room, third floor of Medina County Administration Building. The purpose of the special meeting is executive session to discuss pending litigation and possible action on the approval of a settlement participation agreement.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right. Now we're good with all our, okay.
Yes. Okay. So the only thing different in this, with this paperwork is just the language for your resolution, what you're reading here. So you may just want to add at the end of this when you say the Medina Township Police Fire and Emergency
just say
Medical
safety
Services.
Service levy.
Safety service levy.
Okay.
Just to make it clear. But
yep,
the
fine.
Actual resolution itself does specify that it has, it
okay.
includes those three and then says safety service. So it'll
okay.
be on the ballot correctly.
All right. Perfect.
So.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure before.
Yep. Thank you, Nick.
All right, then. This time I move to adopt resolution number 0726-2021-056, declaring it necessary to proceed with the submission of a renewal and increase of the Medina Township Police, Fire, and Emergency Services Safety Service Levy and related expenses for the levy, and to place the renewal and increase on the November 2nd, 2021 ballot and incorporate this three-page document by reference.
Second.
Any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
I have no pen in this area. Sorry.
Nick, did you want to fill out the, there was a couple places where Chuck's vote, did you want to type that in or did you just want me to write it in?
Write it in. The sheets I gave you,
type in. Yeah, no, that's fine. I was.
All right, next up is new police chief discussion. So I have in front of you guys what we put out in the paper last time when we were looking for a police chief. Dates are a little, their dates are off.
Right.
I kind of scribbled some dates in and see what you guys think in regards to this, and then I'll get it all typed up nice and neat so we can put it out there. But I'm looking at advertising starting August 1st, 2021, which would basically be next week. Well, I could actually make it, let's make it for that first Monday, which would be the 3rd, I believe. The second. August 2nd is when the advertisement will go out. We'll ask the applicants to have basically the same thing, but they'll have to submit it here. They won't be able to fax it or email it or whatever. They'll have to actually turn the packet in. Cover letter outlining your interest in a position. Resume including detailed information relative to the qualifications specified above. Three letters of references, an organizational chart from the present agency. And also up at the top where some of the requirements are, we're asking for at least a minimum associate's degree in the field related to law enforcement, but any combination of education. Do we also want to do experience too, like if some of them don't have some of these qualifications, but they've been in law enforcement for 20 some years.
Exactly.
That would kind of give them a chance to put into.
It's kind of like going to college for.
Right.
or I wouldn't say he have to have 20 years of experience, just because that is a wide range of,
I guess, or work experience. In
you kind of have that in the front, the top part.
Is it okay?
You have 10 years and 5 years of full time,
right?
Command level.
That's what I was kind of stating as.
Right.
Okay. Well, then I guess we don't need to put that in there then.
Right.
He's already got that in there. All right. And then down at the bottom then for the applications, no later than 12 p.m. noon on Tuesday, August 31st. And then we'll look at doing...
So you're only looking to have this for a month?
A month, basically, is what...
We haven't been able to find a service guy in 3 months, you know, and so I mean, that's the only thing I'm...
I mean, you want it longer? We can make it longer.
Well...
If you go through that period of time when you don't have somebody, we can...
Yeah, we don't have to hire them.
Well, and we can resubmit it or something, right?
I mean,
right.
I was just asking that they have people that are interested to have it in within that month.
I think
time.
Hopefully it'll encourage somebody who is interested to turn it in,
right,
rather than just wait and see who else they hear about applying.
Right. Yeah, just get it going.
So you want to leave that there then? And
yeah, I guess I'm just
see what we get for applicants.
I think we're allowed to talk to each other, so might as well spit it out, right?
And then based on that, then look at having interview process. I guess it would all depend. I put September 13th through the 17th, but I guess it all depend on the people we have on the interview panel. Like I said, I'm gonna reach out to Sheriff Bryce, Chief Kinney, Chief Neal.
Where's that? The panel or committee?
Right, and that, we have a resident that asked about, and I said, you know, they've expressed interest to put a resident on the panel too.
Well,
we
yeah,
gotta get some input and all that question wise. And that, and go from there. And do it that way. And if you guys don't have a problem, just because we'd have to make it a special meetings or whatever, if I sat in on the thing, and based on the input from everybody else, bring what we kind of discussed to you two, to the board and that, and then, or if you have specific questions you want to ask them that way too.
I mean, we are definitely going to write a wish list. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, you know, I actually think we should even do that, even if we want to do a workshop or something like that, where we want to kind of like write down, you know, because we were talking about the contract, we're talking about what we like, what we didn't like, things that we want to put in the job description that were kind of gray. We don't want gray, we want black and white, you know.
And to be clear, contract.
Very clear. I think things work a lot better when you're clear.
Right.
So.
Yes.
That's the only thing I would definitely be...
Right, I mean, based on our... But, you know what I'm saying? Then this way, we don't have to have special meeting. I can have a meeting with the interview panel and that, and go from there, get...
Gives you more flexibility.
You know, I figure we have some kind of a, you know, have some kind of a rating system, you know, as to how we kind of want...
So when do we want to reach out to these people and ask them if they want to be on the board?
I'm going to do that as soon as we get this stuff set. I was going to do that probably tomorrow.
Now, the person I was talking about, you have their contact information?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
All right. And then, of course, the other guy, he emailed all of us.
Yes.
He's from Olmsted or something like that, and lives in Medina. So. Sorry, I just keep spit out. Would we like to maybe have one officer on the board?
Well, so I was thinking, too. I mean, they just for the input, and then basically it ends up coming to the board anyways with... But that's at least
but
an input
like
from an officer.
From
I was going to try to say about finding a way to have you, if you're going to be involved in that panel with those people, also have a panel with the officers that we have or our current force.
Uh-huh.
Get some input from them, you know. I think it's important. Right now we're trying to rebuild, you know, everything from the ground up as far as relationships. So. I'd like them to have some input or involvement.
Okay.
Moving forward.
Well, again, that's even if we have the one person on the board, they'd be exactly like what Mike's doing with reporting back. You know, so.
And maybe maybe one of us, or maybe I could meet with them and give that information to you to take into the panel. Maybe somebody could be from the board, or somebody in that group could be on the panel. To represent that as well.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys, like I said, I'll type this up nice and neat, and I'll have it back to you guys before that first, so you guys can look it over and that. Basically, nothing's really going to change other than the dates on here, and then it'll be the new township letterhead versus the old one. And then I did look at the Ohio Chiefs Association too to put it on their website. I just have to, Angel, I believe we pay into that Chiefs Association membership too.
We'll get an annual fee.
Yeah, so we'll get a, we'll get a discounted rate on the posting, but I think we should probably post it there too.
Yeah,
as absolutely. Well as our, you know what I'm saying. All right. And since we're not going to meet before the 2nd.
Now with, I like to just think out loud here. With us like reaching out to all these different police chiefs and stuff like that, do you want us to like divide and conquer on that? Like so-and-so get Mottville, so-and-so get...
I'll call. I have a list of them and that and see if they're available, if they're interested in doing that. And we can go from there.
Right.
So, okay. Yep, I don't have a problem. Like I said, I have a list of kind of who... I know one of our, Ray mentioned he wanted to be interested in being on the panel too as a resident. So,
yeah.
I was happy with that.
Okay with that.
So,
look at me. All right, I can dig on you. All right.
I think we should probably make a motion just so, because we're not going to meet before the 2nd, that if once all this stuff is. Change the dates and all that. I'll have Nick send it to you guys if you just okay it and send it back to Nick and this time I'll make a motion to allow us to start advertising for Medina Township Chief of Police starting August 2nd of 2021.
That's it? Second.
Roll call.
Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
All right.
August 2nd, yep. I'll have this back to
you. Do you happen to have an incorporation status report?
I probably do.
I think that you need that advertising for the lineup. Yeah. I'm not sure.
A minute.
That's the only issue. Do you know where you're going to advertise at?
Well, we'll put it on here and that, and then I believe it was $225 for the Ohio Chiefs.
When you said it here on that, do you mean the website? I'm sorry, I don't
know. Yeah, sorry, Facebook and okay. Our website.
Okay.
So that those will be free, and then the Ohio Chief, I believe, was $225 for the discount rate when I looked at it.
Because I know we won't have any in safety service. I wouldn't have opened it.
I only have $151.42 in unencumbered.
What is there anything left in on a blanket there?
Actually that's 151
can I
encumbered.
See?
And it looks like I have 200 unencumbered.
Are you doing anything in the papers or not?
Well that's what we'll have, but I'll probably end up having to move.
Yeah, see we didn't remember because we didn't do that much for advertising.
Right.
And, do you know if the police have advertised for anything recently?
They just put on the website for officer hiring. That's it.
Okay. So we have enough to, if you said 225.
I believe it's 225.
We have enough to cover just that, but I mean, barely. And so as long as there's no other ads going out, but...
Yeah, I'll talk to Sherry, because Sherry's the one that's handling the police officer stuff
okay.
For the department.
If not, just... We'll need either a meeting to do...
Well, the other thing, okay. Too, since this is a department head, can we do it out of general fund?
Yeah.
Since it's not, like, technically, you know, just throwing it out there.
It's best to keep the fund separate.
And I'll buy any advertising in there.
But you can
that it's a department head.
At a regular meeting.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
we can appropriations.
Yes.
Right. Or we could have a special meeting, but I mean it's for that is
where people are gonna run out of gas when we have special meetings.
This is the fun time of the year.
So yeah, I'll make the corrections and I'll send them to you guys and then like I said, I'll have Nick send them to you.
Okay.
or then we can send it back.
I think it's just going to the one right now, and then we can hold up on the other. For just those couple days, it'll do fine.
Right. All right. And then I guess it's part of new police chief discussion, too. Interim chief. Chief's last day is the 31st. I think we need to have somebody in place. Talk to the officers down there, and they feel it's best if we, you know, possibly bring in, you know, not name an interim, just so they know who to go to. We need somebody to kind of be able to, they have to sign off on approval of certain things or whatever. They can go ahead and do that. I know we've had a discussion in regards to,
you know, Mike,
who and that. No, I mean, we need somebody, you know, that's down there. So
my understanding is that there's one of we have two good people there. One's got quite a bit more credentials established as over the other one at the moment. They're both good people. But if I'm hearing that right, I would think that you would go with the one with the higher credentials at the moment, the more training, the more. That's just a thought. Two good people. So
is one still landlocked?
For right now, yeah. They're only 4 hours a day. I mean, I'll put out a motion.
You definitely want to stay with somebody in house. You don't want
in-house.
That's putting a lot of extra work on someone, and they're already short-staffed.
Right.
But try to bring somebody in in the 11th hour and stuff, that's our problem.
And one's already been doing most of it.
My only thought
right now,
would
since
be that
she's
if
been
one's
on vacation and everything.
It's just office duty and everything else like that, and the other one's not. I would make the office duty one just because they're going to be there anyway. That, you know. But the other one, if, you know, they're responding to calls and doing regular police stuff too, you know, because we are short staffed, that would be.
Well, I believe they would still do that though, too.
And, you know, so.
You want to make a motion? You want me to make a motion?
I believe if I got the name right, I would make a motion that we would have Sergeant Seja become interim chief while we're in our search process.
And he's the one that was last time.
Yeah.
Second. Any more discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Stober?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right, and I'll call Todd tomorrow and let him know. He's basically been, since Chief's been on vacation and that, he's basically been doing the day-to-day stuff. Sherry's been handling the scheduling and all that.
How much longer does she have?
That I don't know. I don't have exactly.
I know she's supposed to, over a month ago.
Yeah, I know she's supposed to go back. And so, I mean, it could be, I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, a couple weeks or whatever. We don't know, but, I mean, we'll go from there. Next up is the American Rescue Plan Act and COVID funding discussion. I've reached out. I haven't received anything back in regards to how we go about submitting for those funds. Nick, have you heard anything more?
It's just... It's registering on grants.gov.
On grants.gov? We already have a...
Yes.
All right. Is that for both or for just... Well, the other one would be on what we did the last time in that portal, right?
For the COVID one?
I don't know. Okay.
At this time.
Nick was looking into it a bit today, and it seemed to be a lot, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of jumping hoops.
For the ARP fund.
This was for the
American Rescue
946.
Yeah. Okay.
I
figured there might be a hoop or two for that.
And like I said, it
seemed very small.
As soon as I hear more back too in regards to, so I think some of them are already going out and do what they needed to do to get their name on the list that they wanted to fund. So
I think there is a deadline on that.
Yeah, I believe so.
August 4th.
Yeah, so we gotta start moving.
Yeah,
that's next week.
We have It's unfortunate because we have the staff we have is great, but we're very short-staffed, and we've got a lot of things piling up on us, so.
Yep, no, like I said, I'm hoping to hear something back today or tomorrow. I did reach out to the prosecutor and that, and they said basically, didn't really know a whole lot because it's not something that they, it's basically the, each township as to how they go about registering.
I think the deadline might be September 4th.
September 4th.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, that does too, because they just announced this almost 2 weeks ago. Yeah. All right. Any other business?
Chuck?
Mr. Eastwood? Angela? Looks like we have a student out in the audience for a class.
He's asking if you're forced to be here.
We get people that come from like the Boy Scouts and that, or Girl Scouts that come, or from school that come for a government thing. Are you here for something like that, or you just coming here to kind of sit down and listen how government works?
Yeah, get involved in our community.
Good.
Awesome.
Glad to have you here. If there's nothing else in front of the board, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Special Trustee Meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:49 p.m.
Oh, I think that's one of ours.